remembering relaxation. And how supportive it is. You all have some momentum of mindfulness for the week. And as the mindfulness grows stronger, sometimes we can simply remember relaxation as a support and find that our system in that remembering will find its way to some relaxation. And so again, maybe a little less efforting or work to do the body scan. And yet the conditions are different at different times, and so there may be times where we can simply kind of drop in that request or remembering, oh, relaxation is helpful. May there be relaxation. And just allow the system to find its way to relaxation. And sometimes the conditions are that the mind is a little more agitated or other things are happening. And so a little bit of directing the attention and doing that body scan can be a support for the relaxation. And so checking in to the conditions. What's supportive for you? Are you aware? And just a simple checking in there, not trying to look for awareness. But in the checking into that question, if it's not a kind of a rote question, remembering to ask that question, you are already aware. And it's more of an attunement to recognizing that, however it is, however unclear or clear it is for you, it's okay. The curiosity over time about awareness. Oh, aware. Yes, aware. Begins to help us to consciously recognize this experience of awareness itself. And kind of reflect back maybe on how children learn, babies learn. They don't figure things out. They're repeatedly put into situations and hear. That experience is this thing. We see a baby's face and see them smile and laugh and delight, and might say, oh, you're happy. You're happy. And they learn to associate that concept with the state. It's kind of similar. Aware, this is awareness. And we learn what it is over time. So relax. That relaxation supports this learning, supports this capacity. Are you aware? What is obvious? In meeting experience, noticing what is obvious. Sometimes there's an interest about the quality of the experience itself. Sensation, hardness, softness, pressure, tension, pulsing, vibration, heat, hearing, pitch, onset, diminishment. Vibration or oscillation of pitch and tone. And we get curious about or interested in the qualities of our mind, the nature of the mental states. And sometimes that's where the interest lies, is in kind of the different qualities that experience has, the endless variety. Our mind can get very delighted by that variety. And sometimes our mindfulness begins to get curious and interested in not so much the variety and the differences, but what these experiences have in common. And one of the main commonalities in all experience is that it changes. Experience arises and passes away. And sometimes the mind can get interested in this quality or this truth of this changing nature of experience. Receiving the flow of our lives. When the mind turns towards this interest in change, sometimes the kind of specific nature of experience diminishes. We may not even quite know what this sensation or experience is that's changing. And that's okay. So sometimes we can just be curious about how change is happening rather than what is changing. And so sometimes we notice experience arise suddenly. Or end quickly. Almost not feeling like a flow, but just a sudden burst of experience. This bursting kind of change. It might burst in and fade out. There's many ways that we experience the changing nature, both of experience and of our minds. And so how is your mind noticing that? Sometimes we notice change, not so much through change of the object, but that our attention shifts from one thing to another. And that's noticing how our attention changes. That's conditioned. Or sometimes as the mind kind of settles with an experience, maybe lands with a sensation for a little while, we might notice change in that experience. A sensation growing stronger. And then receding. We might not quite notice the actual beginning of a sensation, but maybe we notice it kind of fading. And then maybe we don't quite notice the ending of that experience, but we notice the mind's on something else. Or sometimes we might notice the actual beginning of an experience. Something coming into being, that the kind of bursting into being of something. But we don't notice its ending because suddenly there's something else bursting into being. And we're noticing the beginnings. Or maybe we're noticing the endings. And not the beginnings. Or maybe there's the way that sometimes we experience the entirety of an object. It's beginning, it's middle, it's fading, and it's end. So many different ways. And so just right now, again, relax. Every experience is impermanent. Every single moment is an opportunity. No matter what is happening, it does not matter. Every body sensation, every thought, every feeling, every sound, every sight. Is unstable, is changing. And sometimes this attunement to change is quite natural and interesting for the mind, and at other times it's not. And so again, this exploration this morning is not a trying to do, but it's more of a pointing to a possibility. Describing something that's possible to see, to understand. So relax. Recognizing awareness. Are you aware? Maybe already aware. And what is obvious? What's already known? Receiving experience as it shows up, however it's showing up. Remembering the simplicity. Learning to trust that whatever is arising and being known in this moment, that is where the Dharma is revealed for you right now. Maybe vague and fuzzy. That's where the Dharma can be revealed. Vague mind, fuzzy mind is happening. Maybe it's the attention shifting from experience to experience. Recognizing that. It's honoring, respecting where the natural attention, the natural awareness is in this moment. When there is some balance of mind around that. How is it for you right now? It's okay. Even if there's resistance or some kind of reactivity, remembering we can check that relationship and allow that, know that too. That's where the Dharma can be revealed. Seeing, experience. Understanding. It is simply arising. Conditions. Leading to the arising and passing of experience moment after moment. Are you aware? What is obvious? Light touch. Just remembering to be aware.